Good evening and welcome to Union Church on this Christmas Eve. Let's stand together. And let's join our hearts in prayer. All glory to you, great God, for the gift of your Son, light in darkness and hope of the world. With singing angels, let us praise your name and tell the earth his story, that all may believe, that all may rejoice and bow down, acknowledging your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to remain standing and we're going to sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Joyful and joyous, the time of God. Bulletin for Call to Worship, as printed in your bulletin. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
And the government will be upon his shoulders.
And he will be called
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government, there will be no end.
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom,
establishing and upholding with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Please remain standing for our next carol.
On this evening, when we celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace, we pass the peace. So please take a few moments to greet those standing around you. And you can even venture outside your row if you care to. I think you've been friendly quite long enough, so let's please be seated and let's continue our carol singing.
Once in royal David's city stood alone. gospel for this evening is taken from Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room available for them.
Christmas Gospel continues with Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14, the shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests."
On this holy and joyful night, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Jesus, you are the newborn King, praised by angels and by us. You were born of Mary. Be with mothers and all families across the world this Christmas, for those who are not with their families and those who long for a family. Jesus, you were visited by shepherds. Be with all who have to work on Christmas, all whose work is a burden, and all who are looking for work. Jesus, you were born in a stable. Be with the poor and the homeless this Christmas. Bless our homes that they may be places of safety and refuge. Jesus, you are the wonderful counselor. Be with those who grieve, for whom Christmas is a lonely time, and those in need of healing. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Be with those in every place who long for an end to violence. May our words and actions bring your peace into every situation we enter. Jesus, you are the Savior of the world. Open our hearts to your presence, that we may be transformed by the new birth of this holy night. All this, and whatever else you see that we need, We ask in the name of your Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The tradition at Union Church is that the entire Christmas Eve offering go to a special mission cause. And after looking at several, the mission committee decided to recommend HOLF, the Home of Loving Faithfulness. Those of you who were at services here yesterday got to meet one of the founders of HOLF. Valerie and Wendy, 53 years ago, started a special ministry for special needs children. It's a holistic ministry taking care of their health and emotional needs and so much more. And they now have over 60 children, but also now adults and senior adults. And we cannot recommend a Christian charity more highly. And we ask that you would be very generous as you give to this Christmas Eve offering. At this time, I would invite the ushers forward to receive it.
Let us continue the Christmas gospel with a reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The word of the Lord. Please stand for the first Noel.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
Merry Christmas, congregation. My name is Dave Fisherick, and I'm here to tell you about the story of the carol Silent Night. On Christmas Eve of 1818, the young priest of St. Nicholas Parish Church in Oberndorf, near Salzburg, faced disaster. The organ had been capacitated by mice. The chance of fixing the instrument before the evening service was nil. Father Joseph Moore was not a man to just give up, however. He pulled out a poem he had written several years before called Still Nacht. From that hilltop, Moore had looked down on his peaceful snow-covered village, reveling in the majestic silence of the wintry night. Moore gazed down at the glowing Christmas card-like scene. His thoughts about the Christmas play he had just seen made him remember a poem he had written a couple of years before. That poem was about the night when angels announced the birth of the long-awaited Messiah to shepherds on the hillside. Moore took his poem to the schoolmaster and organist of a nearby town, Franz Xaver Gruber. He asked that Gruber write a melody to accompany the poem on guitar, because he couldn't bear to think of a Christmas Eve service without music. In several hours, Gruber had the music done, and the carols played for the first time that night on Christmas Eve service. However, some people consider this story to be a legend. The song was not translated into English for another 50 years. Anglican Bishop John Freeman Young published an English translation that is most frequently sung in 1859. The writing of the song is unique enough, but one other interesting factoid makes this carol special. In 1914, during the Christmas truce, the song was sung in French, English, and German simultaneously. It was apparently the one song that all soldiers on both sides knew. Stanley Weitrab, the author of Silent Night, the story of World War I, Christmas Truce, states that it had to begin with something, and it did begin with the elements of shared culture. If it hadn't been for shared culture, there certainly would have been no Christmas Truce. Weitrab said it started with a German officer, Walter Kirchhoff, a tenor with the Berlin Opera. He came forward and sang Silent Night in German, then in English. In the clear, cold night of Christmas Eve, his voice carried very far. The shooting had stopped, and in that silence, he sang, and the British knew the song and sang back. Gradually, the soldiers crawled forward into no man's land, said Weitrab. The song had a deep impact on many of the soldiers. Soldiers wrote home the day after to their families, to their wives, and to their parents, saying, "You won't believe this. It was like a waking dream." They recognized on both ends of the rifle they were the same. Later on, Bing Crosby crooned it in the 1945 movie, The Bells of St. Mary's. It went on to become essential a feature of the American Christmas rituals as a Yuletide log and a nutcracker. Time magazine found that Silent Night is by far the most recorded carol in America since 1978. Outstripping runner-up Joy to the World almost 2-1. Of the top 10 highest-selling Christmas albums of all time, no less than 7 feature the song. Since its humble origins in Austrian village almost 200 years ago, the song has come a long way. Featured on countless recordings and helping to bring together nations entrenched in one of the bloodiest wars in modern history. Thank you for listening to my talk, and have a great new year.
Thank you, David. So the carol, Silent Night, is 200 years old tonight. So we wish it happy birthday. I'd also like to give special thanks for some people who live in my apartment complex who are here tonight and tell you about one who's not here tonight. I was coming out of the door of my flat, and my neighbor came out the door of his flat, and to be honest, he looked pretty bedraggled. But he had good reason. This was the first day that they've had their newborn baby home. And he said, We didn't sleep at all last night. And I wished him a silent night tonight. But then he teared up and he said, we have been praying 5 years for this baby. And I said, what did you name her? And he said, Angelica. What a good name. Angels are wonderful, aren't they? Pastor Michelle just gave me a Christmas card today with a wonderful picture of an angel on it. And if you go to Leetong Boulevard or Avenue after the service, you can see some brilliant lit up angels, and you can also step right between two angel wings and get yourself a picture as an angel. Angels are all over the place during the Christmas season, but for the rest of the year, for the most part, we forget about angels. Just a little survey I'd like to take. How many of you think you have a guardian angel? How many of you think you have several guardian angels? You know, okay. You know, it's interesting. The Bible talks a lot about angels in the Old Testament, not so much in the New Testament. And most of the mentions of angels in the New Testament center around the birth, life, death, and ascension of Jesus Christ. Before the birth of Christ, angels appear to Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Poor Joseph, he gets three angelic visitations. He needs a little more encouragement. Appeared to the angels. We're going to talk about them. The angels appear to the shepherds. And then, during the ministry of Jesus, at two of the most difficult times, when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, and when he was in tears praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, angels were there to help. Angels were at the tomb when he was raised from the dead. And an angel was there when Jesus ascended into heaven. And the angel, very interesting, says to the disciples, why are you staring up in the sky with your mouths open? Jesus told you to go do something, go do it. Angels are messengers. But it's hard for most of us to believe in angels, except at Christmas time. Philip Yancey was at Union Church a little over 3 years ago. He has a column this week on angels. Very interesting. The universe only has 5% matter. The rest of the universe is not matter. And scientists tell us that 26% of the universe is black matter. Now, we can see planets and stars and solar systems, but we can't see black matter. It's invisible. And Yancey said it's almost like we have our matter, our materialist world, and then there's a spiritual world that's invisible. And yet, on Christmas Eve, the invisible became visible. Now, Hunter's in the front row, so I have to quote from Tolkien. He talks about a brief glimpse of joy that crashed through the walls of earth, more poignant than grief. Something spectacular happened. It wasn't a silent night. Now, for 400 years, the Jewish people had been praying and waiting. But that night, they got word that the Messiah had come. First, one angel, an angel of the Lord, tells the shepherds not to be afraid, tells them that glory to God in the highest and peace to people with whom God is pleased. The message of the angels, glory to God, peace. Now, I want to ask for a show of hands, but how many would love to get under the Christmas tree tomorrow the gift of peace? Okay, well, I didn't ask for a show of hands, and yet half of you raised your hands. We want peace. But it's interesting, the definition here is not absence of conflict, is the world put right. Relationships reconciled with God, with others, and with ourselves. That's the message of Christmas. That's why Jesus Christ came to this planet, God in human form. Well, the shepherds were overwhelmed and they were amazed. And they immediately said, we're going to check this out for ourselves. So they went, and as the angels instructed them, they found Jesus with his mother and his father. And meanwhile, a whole chorus of angels, almost as good as our choir tonight, you guys were really good, the whole heavens were awash with angels. It was not a silent night. The shepherds were witnesses. The irony is, they were not allowed to witness in court. Now, in the Old Testament, the shepherds are really cool. David's a shepherd. Moses is a shepherd. But by the time Jesus was born, the Pharisees were in control, and they had a whole strict series of ceremonial laws, and there's no way you could keep the ceremonial laws and be a shepherd. So therefore, you were not allowed to be a witness in court. Isn't it ironic the first people who got to see Jesus were the first witnesses were not legally qualified. They were lowly shepherds. Angels worship. Shepherds witness. Angels praise. Shepherds proclaim. They saw Jesus and then told everybody about him. But most interesting for me is Mary. And I love that little phrase, she treasured these things in her heart and she pondered. She was filled with wonder. What is going to happen here? And I hope for just a few minutes we can ponder. Forget all the other things in our lives and just ponder, what does it really mean to have God come in human form? Now, we had some people here at the overflow crowd at the early service, and one woman came up to me and said, it's so good to be back in the Lord's house. And she told me a pretty long and interesting journey about how she had strayed away, but she was coming home. I just want to celebrate Auntie Pauline is with us. She's 102 years ago. 3 weeks ago, she got baptized. God is calling his children home. And Mary pondered these things and said, I get to be a part of that process. Some of us have made commitments to Christ. Some of us haven't. Some of us are seeking. And I say, seek, ponder. Charles Spurgeon, one of my favorite preachers from the 19th century, tells about a very poor woman in a congregation. And so the congregation, not letting the woman in on it, took a special offering. And the pastor of the church brought it to this woman's humble little cottage, and he knocked on the door, but nobody answered. He knocked and knocked and knocked, and finally he left. And the woman was in church the next Sunday, and he said, you know, I went to your house. And she said, what time? And he said, around noon. And she said, I was hiding under the bed. I thought you were the landlord coming to collect the rent. And the pastor said, how ironic. She was hiding from her debt when the pastor had the money to pay her bills. And Jesus Christ has paid all our bills. You guys look really nice tonight. But inside, like me, you are flawed and broken. All have sinned. All have strayed away from the faith, from God. But he calls us, he woos us back. He wants us to accept his son and to follow his son. Silent night, holy night. Now my son Jamie's in the front row, so I kind of hate to tell this story, but today, I was rushing around Central, and it was really busy, and I got him the best present I could ever get him. It was a Christmas present that I was so proud of. and I stuck it in my pocket. And then I was came out of the store, and there was a taxi. But there was somebody else who also saw the taxi. And it's Christmas Eve, so I rushed to get to the taxi. And I got there first. And I got into the taxi. And just as we were taking off, I turned around. And the guy who was racing me was waving frantically at me. And what I didn't realize, he was holding something in his hand. Jamie's present had fallen out of my pocket in my rush. And by the time I realized it, it was too late. So God has given us this amazing gift in Jesus Christ. And some of us are running away, taking the taxi away from that person running for us with news beyond belief. That on one silent night, God revealed himself as a baby in Jesus Christ. The angels sang, the shepherds witnessed, and Mary, like I hope we will do, pondered these things in her heart and treasured them.
Thank you.
We are going to sing Silent Night together. I ask you to get out your candles and flip the switch on the bottom. We will remain seated for the first two verses. We will stand for the third, and then on the first verse, we will sing it again, and I ask you to hold your candle as high as you can for that final verse. So let's sing together. First verse, holding your candles high, Jesus, the light of the world.
Silent night, holy night, holy star, holy sprite, round your virgin mother and child.
If someone wants to come home to Jesus or find out more about Jesus, Pastor Michelle and I would love to talk and pray with you. And we invite all of you to come back at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for yet another church service. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of His Spirit be with you all. Amen.